following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to this, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now: getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This week's podcast is brought to you by Morning Recovery, Bet Online, Brooklinen, FabFitFun, and Sunbasket.
3, 2, 1.
Live from Los Angeles,
it's the PHP,
the Perez Hilton
Podcast.
We're my man,
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
Perez Hilton.
It's the PHP.
Hey guys, welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. He's Perez. How you doing?
I have come to the realization that I enjoy less and less drinking alcohol. You have not come to that realization yet.
I'll be very honest with you. I kind of have.
What?
I don't drink as much as I used to. And I realized that this weekend. I had two concerts that I went to. I drank, but I didn't drink at my normal level. And over the past couple of weeks, when I go to my girlfriend's family's house, I realized I'm not drinking as much wine as I used to. I don't know what happened, but it's just I'm tired of being hungover. I'm just tired of dragging ass all of the time. So I think I've subconsciously I'm drinking less.
But you know what I do enjoy still? Eating.
Man, you love to eat. You are going to burst over this break, aren't you? You're going to eat like a mad person. I know.
I ate on Saturday night and I had some drinks, but I enjoyed the eating part more so. And actually, what I enjoyed the most was after dinner, I was trying to find a fro-yo place in Los Feliz because I remember there being one on Vermont or Hillhurst, and it went out of business. But instead, there was this fancy new ice cream place, which is the new trend that I don't really participate in. I don't know about other cities, but in Los Angeles, there's like ice cream places up the wazoo and like really fancy ice cream places. So I had these two scoops of deliciousness and a waffle cone. It was so good.
Now, what happened to you being all fit and being the ambassador of not eating like an asshole? What happened?
Well, once a week is fine.
Okay. You don't need two scoops of ice cream and a sugar cone, do you?
Once a week is fine, but I don't even do it once a week. But it's the holidays, you know?
Okay.
It's the holidays, and I just let myself go. I did that because I went to go see a show. I saw the show at Rockwell. But you see, I'm really good about moderation or balance, too, because then Friday night, I went out with my best friend, and we did this trade-off, basically. He went to a thing that I wanted to go to, and I went to a thing that he wanted to go to. So he joined me at this concert at the Roxy, this kid that I've been really championing named Alec Benjamin, which if you guys like, kind of like Jason Mraz, you'll really dig him. And it was awesome to see him perform at a sold-out venue with 400 people that knew all his lyrics. And then afterwards, I went to a party with my best friend, but I am like Cinderella, only older. Because once 11 p.m. struck the clock, I just could not. I actually almost fell asleep driving home. I was that tired. But I had not drank anything, nor had I eaten anything, you know, either. So, you know, once a week is totally fine. Now I'm back on track, and Orlando Kissimmee is going to be – wait. You're going to Kissimmee, Florida as well?
This is the weirdest thing because somebody asked us if we could do something. I can't remember what it was. And we He wrote back, I can't do it. I'm on a flight to Orlando.
It's a FabFitFun party. The fabulous folks at FabFitFun are inviting us to this holiday party here in LA. But I'm going to be on a flight to Orlando. And that was my response. And you said that you were as well.
Yeah, the weirdest thing. And I'm like, ah, there's no way you're going late because I'm going to go see my mother. And I'm taking the red eye on Friday night. And you're like, I'm on the red eye too. So I assume we're on the same airline. Maybe there's a couple of red eyes to Orlando, but I can't imagine there's more than one or two. So I don't know. Maybe we're going to be on the same flight.
Well, I can check right now. Hold on. All right. Let's see. Friday. Oh, here we go. Oh, no. I'm not on JetBlue.
Ah, crap. That's so close, though. It's amazing we're going to the same city on the same night.
I'm on Delta.
Okay. I almost took that flight.
Yeah, no. I wanted this one because then we get in at 5:21 and I'm taking the kids with me and I want them to be in a permanent state of exhaustion.
So, you've worked that out?
Yes. I take them at late at night, but not too late so that they'll be tired and sleep the whole flight. And then I want them to wake up really early so that they're still tired so then they can take a nice long nap in Kissimmee where we're staying at.
Right.
Anyways, how was your weekend? I know one of the shows, you went to the K-Rock Acoustic
Christmas. Well, it's two night. So I went Saturday night and Sunday night.
You went to both nights?
I went to both nights because Billie Eilish played on Sunday and I didn't want to miss her. And on Saturday night, it was just a bunch of bands I wanted to see, like Smashing Pumpkins and 30 Seconds to Mars. And well, Bastille was Sunday night. But yeah, it was just a kind of a work thing. Our sister station puts it on and it's such a great show. So I wanted to go. And so I went both nights. It was fun.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, that's an eventful weekend.
I'm worn out. And then I've got, you know, my parents this weekend and it's just a 2-day deal. Then I'm coming right back to go to work again. So it's basically like 3 weeks of, you know, not one day of the weekend for myself. So we'll see how it goes.
Well, you did tell me that you took morning recovery this weekend.
Let me tell you about this stuff. It works. I went hard on Saturday night. Okay. Not crazy, crazy, but I went hard enough that I should have been dragging.
Yeah, hard for you is like extreme for a normal person. Okay.
I did go pretty good. I should have Sunday morning got up and been like, oh, whatever. But I remembered that I had this in my refrigerator. And let me give everybody a tip. It's just a little tiny little bottle. You keep it in the fridge.
Morning recovery.
I took it right before I went to bed. I woke up Sunday morning. I went up to the top of Reseda. I hiked. I felt great. Great. No cobwebs. It really works. This stuff is really good.
It has this secret ingredient called DHM, which is this plant-derived ingredient that helps speed up the breakdown of alcohol-induced toxins. It is miraculous. All you have to do, my friends, is go to morningrecoverydrink.com/Perez for 20% off your entire order. And I think these make great Christmas presents for that booker in your life. Get 20% off a 6-pack, 12-pack, or 24-pack at morningrecoverydrink.com/Perez. All right, let's start off by talking about a story that was big last week, and I say this almost all the time. I think I know how you'll answer, but I never quite know.
You're never quite sure.
I'm never quite sure.
Okay.
All that drama with Kevin Hart and the Academy Awards. I'm sure everybody's familiar with it, but if you're not, Kevin Hart was chosen to host the Academy Awards on a Tuesday. Then the next day or a day and a half later, he's gone and not hosting the Academy Awards anymore because old tweets of his resurfaced. Old tweets of his, which were hurtful to a lot of people in the LGBT community, using derogatory language.
Sure.
And he was asked by the Academy to apologize. He refused, saying that he had already apologized for those tweets and instead said he was withdrawing himself from hosting the Oscars. And when he did that, he ended up apologizing anyways. Had he just apologized when the Oscars had asked him to, then he could have kept his job.
Yeah, the whole thing would have blown over again. And If something came up with me that I said something, and I'm sure I have in the past, that's hurtful, I would immediately say, I'm sorry. I've kind of grown from that thought, or I'm not as immature as I used to be, and I apologize. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And if that has to happen for the rest of time because I've hurt someone's feelings and I have a platform that I speak from and people consume my products, then so be it. I'll apologize for the rest of my being over it. It's not a big deal. It doesn't hurt to say I'm sorry. I was really baffled by the fact he didn't say I'm sorry right off the bat. It makes no sense. None.
It makes sense to me. And here's
why. It does.
Yeah. A few reasons.
Okay.
One, he's been very successful these last few years.
Sure.
He doesn't like feeling as if he's forced to do anything that he doesn't want to, which is maybe one of the reasons why after he chose, allegedly, to step down, then he voluntarily then apologized. Mm-hmm. And also, in that same boat, he's been so successful these last few years that he's drank the Kool-Aid, right? And he almost assumes that everybody's paying attention to him. He almost thinks that everybody's already aware of the fact that he apologized for this, but not everybody is paying close attention to Kevin Hart.
Yeah, I'm in the business. I had no idea that those tweets existed. I never knew that there was a backstory about them. I'm on a show with you and have been for 3 years. I have no idea that he did that. Not a clue. I don't follow his every move, so that's a good point.
Yeah, and to a lot of people in the LGBTQ community that were experiencing those tweets for the first time, even though they were old tweets, they were hurtful to them now.
Yeah.
And like you said, you know, people always bring back in my face things I said in the past, and I will apologize repeatedly.
And I think that's all you need to do. He's a comedian. Okay. And all comedians at some point in their comedic career have probably said something off color on stage, on a social platform. And I'm sure that their feelings have changed about it. Times have changed. Things have changed. Of course, it's just par for the course. They tried to hire Eddie Murphy a couple of years ago. Can you imagine them pulling up some of the things that Eddie Murphy said on stage 100 years ago when I was a kid? Of course, they would be viewed as hurtful today, but it's a different day. They didn't try to penalize him for it back then. It's the same thing over and over. And it's, I don't know. Look, I, at the end of the day, think he did the right thing because I liked exactly what he said in that final tweet. And that's the only thing that got to me was the final tweet where he said, I don't want this to be about me. I don't want anything to take away from the actors that night. And I thought that was a nice move. I thought it was a solid move and he walked away from it. But I do agree. Why not just, you know, apologize from the beginning?
Because his ego.
You're right.
Ego, pride, they can be very destructive. In mm-hmm. a similar vein, or in the same vein, I never get my damn expressions right. It's because I'm Cuban American.
You had both of them right.
In the same boat. I said that earlier. In a similar vein. Okay. There we go. Not in the same. Well, I guess in the same. I guess both
it's
were.
It's fine. In the same vein. Go ahead.
Nick Cannon brought up these old tweets that Amy Schumer, Sarah Silverman, and Chelsea Handler had sent out a while ago. Mm-hmm. And these tweets also used the F word.
A lot of people used that. It was so widely used by everyone, and times have changed because gay people stood up and said, hey, that's hurtful to us. And I think a lot of people that used that word, I don't think they ever were talking about gay people per se. I think that it just was a fun curse word to say at someone until somebody pointed out, hey, that hurts me because it is derogatory against homosexuals. Then everybody kind of said, oh, it is. Let's stop doing that because that's not cool. It's just part of the evolution of speech. It happens. But none of them are hosting the Academy Awards. That's the point. They're not.
But if they had been chosen to host the Academy Awards, I betcha Amy Schumer, Sarah Silverman, and Chelsea Handler would have very quickly apologized if the Academy asked them to.
You're right.
My biggest thing is if your employer asks you to do something and you don't, be prepared to get fired.
Yeah, you're right. And he wasn't fired. He wasn't. He stepped away because he didn't, you know, I think they gave him the opportunity to keep the job. He just, like you said, his ego got in the way and he didn't want to do what they wanted him to do.
Well,
he wanted to do it on his terms, not theirs.
Well, he stepped away because he would have gotten fired otherwise.
Maybe. You're probably right. Yeah, that makes total sense. Yeah. All right.
Anyways, that was just so silly. Now, the very latest on that, though, is that there may not even be a host for this coming year's Oscars.
Listen, the show is so boring already. It's so unwatchable. And so many people don't even care anymore. The movies are dead. What's the point?
Wait, I just had a great idea.
Perez Hilton to host?
No. Oh. No. Nobody would watch. No celebrities would show up. Lady Gaga.
Ooh, that's a great idea. She's going to be nominated, though. That's the problem.
So why is that a problem?
I think when you win an Oscar, you want the whole night to be about you and the fuss about you. And you know what I mean? Like, it's a different gear. Is she going to want to feel like she's got to do double duty?
All right. Maybe not her, but.
Great idea. Great idea.
It doesn't bother me that she's nominated. I don't know. Maybe they wouldn't even have that happen because they don't want it to be perceived that she might win because she's hosting or something like that.
Another good point. Yeah.
So not a great idea for next year, maybe. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of award shows, the Grammys announced their nominations last week, and they were very notable for many reasons. I would say for me, some of the surprising things were the snubs. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift got just one nomination for Best Pop Vocal Album, and she's usually beloved by Grammy voters. Also, Ariana Grande got shut out of all the major categories as well. And perhaps most surprising is the amount of nominations that Brandi Carlile got.
Yeah.
She got 6 nominations. She was the third most nominated, tied with Maren Morris. Kendrick Lamar was number 1 with 8 nominations, and Drake was number 2 with 7. Although I wasn't mad because I never really cared for Brandi Carlile's music beforehand, but then I saw she got all those Grammy nominations, and I went to my Apple Music, which old people listen to. Young kids are all about Spotify, apparently.
I don't know that that's true, but okay.
And I really love the Brandi Carlile album.
Huh. Okay. I'll take a listen to that.
You haven't listened to it?
I have no reason to go check it out. She's probably making music that I'll like. Is it like some Bonnie Raitt type music?
Yeah. Kind of. Sure. Yeah.
Okay. I'll take a listen.
And also, freaking Cardi B getting major nominations, including Album of the Year and one of the major song categories of the year. It was either Song or Record of the Year.
I think it's Song of the Year, yeah.
I was a lot upset that Havana by Camila Cabello was not nominated for one of those two categories.
Boy, that's a really good point. I wonder, did she submit? Was she nominated for anything else? Havana was a big record.
Well, the thing is that I don't know how the rules are because technically the song was released in 2017, but it didn't get any nominations in the major categories last year either.
I don't know how it works either, yeah.
It's lame. What were your thoughts of the Grammy nominations?
I looked at it and I said, not terrible when I looked at Song of the Year. I mean, I really enjoyed that Cardi was included. She should have been. She's been the zeitgeist of music this past year. I don't think they're that far off with Taylor Swift. It's not her best stuff. I liked it, but for pop music as it goes, or Song of the Year, she didn't have a Song of the Year. She didn't have a real moment this year. When you look at Zedd and Maren Morris, who I think is going to win hands down, I don't even think it's a competition. That's the winner. It's totally going to be the winner. That song is ear candy. I think you said that on the show. It's just candy. You never get tired of it. It's great. It's a great recording.
Although there may be like a last minute swell of support for that Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper song.
There's a very, very good chance at that. There really is. I mean, if that's what's going to knock it off, and it'll be fresher, and they might want to have something to do with the Oscars, and you know, it is Lady Gaga. She is loved, and it's a cool recording that you got an actor on it. That's the one that could win. But I think Zedd and Maren Morris. Every format, every radio station from top 40 to adult contemporary to probably even some country stations, because Maren Morris was on it, played this song. It was on a Target commercial. It was everywhere. You couldn't get away from it. So to me, that's the song of the year, if you ask me. But I wouldn't be shocked if Gaga got it. But Zed deserves it, I think.
All right. Well, speaking of Grammy nominee Cardi B, last week she announced on Instagram that she and her husband, Offset, were getting a divorce. Mm-hmm. A lot of things to get to here. First, I am the queen of controversy. Found myself receiving some backlash because I said in a tweet that he was her baby daddy and that she was divorcing her baby daddy. And mm-hmm. once again, some people said that that was racist. Him her baby daddy. Yes.
Why is that racist?
Because that's what they said. I don't freaking know. I mean, I don't remember.
Did you ask? I mean, did you straight up go, why is that racist? I would have asked directly, why is that racist?
Some people claim that that terminology isn't referred to white people and yada, yada, yada. And
you already know my feelings on this.
Yeah. Well, they're not married, so that's not a good example. I was going to say mm-hmm. Scott Disick. He just is her baby daddy. But
right.
The reason I said that, the reason I called Cardi B's husband her baby daddy is because that's what she called him.
Yeah. This past week, that's what she referred to him as.
Yes.
Telling us about the breakup.
Yes. That's why I said that.
It's okay. It's okay if that's not why. How about that?
Well, thank you very much. But when she announced the split on Insta, a lot of people thought she was joking or trolling for attention, or it was a mm-hmm. publicity stunt for his upcoming album. But no, as the days have gone on, it's real. In fact, well, I'll get to that. But first, for those who don't know, Offset had cheated. He's just a serial cheater. He's like Tristan Thompson, you know?
Right.
He cheated on her before, then he cheated on her while pregnant, and then she discovered that he was recently trying to set up this threesome.
Nice.
And I love that the other woman spoke out and gave an interview. And the best part was she literally said, I have to read you the quote or else you would think I was making it up. She literally said, quote, I didn't know how serious this marriage was. Are all That's awesome. Marriages serious?
No, some apparently aren't. Oh, I love it.
And he now is all sadsies that
yeah.
that he and Cardi are no longer together. He took to Twitter, Offset did, to say, fuck y'all, I miss Cardi.
Yep.
Wah, wah.
So good.
But she, you know, she's like Teflon. Like nothing gets her down.
Hey, she's been doing shows. She was in Chicago. She was in New York. She's been all over my Insta feed.
She was in Miami. She was everywhere, making paychecks everywhere. And one of my favorite things I saw her do was she sat down with CBS Sunday Morning for a profile on her. And she took us to the former grocery store that she worked at that mm-hmm. she got fired from. Because she was always late. And it actually was that manager of the grocery store that told her she should be a stripper. And then she took us to the strip club that she used to work at.
Nice.
And I actually found it all so inspiring.
She's rags to riches. I mean, it's hard not to like that story. And it's honest, and I could listen to her talk all day long. I'm just so enamored by her vocal delivery, how she speaks and how she explains things. I'm enamored by her. I am.
Well, she brought that up too, saying sometimes I speak words that aren't always correct or whatever.
Actually, I'm more enamored by the way you do Cardi B's voice.
I.
Okurt.
she's simmered down in the okur. Anyways, she went on Instagram Live over the weekend to directly address everybody who thought her split was fake or that her relationship itself was fake. She said a lot of things. I don't need to read them all. But basically, you know, she said that shit happens, love happens, but she's wiser now as a result of everything. And she's got a little girl as a result of it all. Well, speaking of Cardi B, her nemesis, Nicki Minaj, has been making all sorts of headlines. And I'll get to that in a second. Mm-hmm. But first, oh my gosh, my Brooklinen sheets keep getting better and better. You know, the more you wash sheets, the better they get. You know, when you first get them, they're nice and all, but I cannot stop raving about my Brooklinen sheets. They are award-winning sheets, let me tell you. These are five-star hotel sheets. They won best online bedding by Good Housekeeping. And they have more than 30,000 five-star reviews. So it's not just me speaking here about Brooklinen. Everyday people in mass are saying how amazing Brooklinen is. And these sheets don't just feel great, they look great too. They have over 20 different colors and patterns. Brooklinen has just what you want and need. You need this. And you know what? It won't bankrupt you, because a lot of the really, really expensive sheets are just ridiculously expensive. These are premium sheets at everyday you and I prices.
Yep. I just bought some for my brother for Christmas. He got a new bed in his new basement, and I just bought him a whole new set.
Amazing.
Isn't that great? You get $20 off too if you use our promo code.
Yes. And free shipping when you use promo code Perez at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Promo code Perez. All right, let's talk about Nicki Minaj.
Okay, what's she doing now?
Oh my God. Nicki Minaj is dating a convicted rapist and a convicted murderer.
Wow.
Two separate offenses. This guy has served jail time. Kenneth Zu Petty is his name. And she don't care what anybody has to say. She is straight up flaunting this relationship all over Instagram. I care, but I don't know if the mainstream care. Because as we've seen, or at least maybe her fans won't care. Because as we've seen by people like R. Kelly and Chris Brown, people will continue to support the most problematic of folks.
I don't think she's on the mainstream radar anymore. That story didn't even get to me. This is the first time I'm hearing it.
Really?
She doesn't have the heat that she did. I think in some circles she does, but I don't think anybody cares. I think she's trying to maybe drum up some attention with this relationship even. Maybe up her street value, if you will.
I thought about that for a second, but I mean, are you really going to use that to get publicity?
I don't know.
If he served multiple years for that rape, it was most likely something extremely violent.
Yeah.
Ugh. Anyways, in other Nicki Minaj news, she and Drake have unfollowed each other on Instagram.
Interesting.
Does it seem to you like Nicki Minaj is imploding?
I wouldn't cut ties with Drake. Did he do anything so anti-Nicki? I doubt it. She seems like a lot. Doesn't she seem like a lot to you?
Oh, yeah. Well, so is Drake, too, you know?
You may be right, but she seems like more to me.
Yeah, that's fair. I wish I knew who unfollowed whom first, but we don't know that. We just know that they unfollowed each other. It might have something to do with the fact that Drake and Nicki's ex, Meek Mill, are now cool with each other and they weren't for a long time. We don't know what led to the unfollowing, but...
Well, this just in. I don't care.
All right. Well, here is an update on a story that we spoke about last week, which I got so much feedback on, and the clip of it that I posted on YouTube did really well. Mm-hmm. It was the whole Sarah Hyland segment where, to recap, because I like to recap very briefly, the Modern Family actress, worth a ton of money, makes millions of dollars a year, reportedly $9 million a year. Her cousin died, killed by a drunk driver. The family wanted to raise $25,000 to cover funeral expenses and perhaps something more. She shared a GoFundMe link to her fans asking them to donate, and she donated $1,000 herself. And her co-star Ariel Winter donated $2,500. You and a lot of people, and me as well, criticized certain aspects of that. I think you and I were in agreement that she should maybe not have donated publicly for everybody to see how much she donated, because then people could have said, oh, maybe she donated a lot of money privately and the family is still looking for more. And
right. If we had to step back from it, we both agreed that that was probably a misstep. She played that wrong. That's what I would say.
And I mentioned last week that we don't know all the details about everything.
100%.
Yeah. And also that she herself has gone through a lot of health-related issues. Well, just today, on Monday, when we were recording this, Sarah Hyland revealed that she had to undergo a lot of extreme things after her kidney was rejected. She had previously had a kidney transplant. Her dad gave her the kidney and her body rejected it. So then after that, while she was going through kidney issues, she had to go through dialysis for 3 days a week.
Poor kid.
And she explained that while she was going through the dialysis treatment, which is basically you're hooked up to this machine, she said, for 4 hours at a time, 3 days a week, that she was going through severe depression and was thinking suicidal thoughts. Mm-hmm. And eventually she got another kidney, this time from her brother. And I just wonder if this new revelation, which we did not know of before, if that makes your thoughts on what happened last week change, or are your thoughts any different?
No, I think what I said on the show, and I think what you said on the show, was still pretty thoughtful. I think we both agreed that she was probably going through a lot and we don't even know what was happening. I think that was our quote. Like, we don't know what's going on in her life. And we did bring up her health issues. At the end of the day, I still think it looks a little weird for her to put that number amount on there. I think she should have not done that and just left it to us to wonder, well, she probably gave whatever. I just think that was kind of a misstep. You know, I don't think anything we said was insensitive. I don't. If she takes it that way, I'm sorry, but I thought we were kind of, you know, trying to be sweet about it and also report the news and also have an opinion upon it. So, no.
I agree. I it doesn't change my thoughts either.
Look, if people want to be pissed, they're going to be pissed. I say that all the time. People will get pissed about everything. I think more people commented about David Beckham kissing his daughter than commented about that. That's what I've noticed. And boy, people just say the weirdest things. All we did was ask the question, and people are just burying us for asking the question.
No. You had a real strong opinion. You even said that there was a cutoff age.
I had a comedic take to it, saying 10. It was a joke. It was totally a joke. And you know me. You know when I'm laughing when I say something. But some people took such offense to it. I'm like, oh my God, shut up. Go away. Leave me alone. But I laugh. I take that with a grain of salt because it doesn't hurt anyone. You know what I mean? It's not intentionally hurtful. Back to the Sarah Hyland thing, I would hate to hurt her feelings. Like I told you, I met the girl before. She's a sweetheart of a girl. She really is. She's really nice. And she always comes to different shows that we put on and stuff. And I still think if I was her management, I would say the same thing. And that's what we do on this show. We sometimes pontificate what stars and celebrities should do or shouldn't have done. That's the show. Welcome to it.
Yeah. She's had a hard life. And she also revealed she had endometriosis as well, in addition to everything. And she had, I think, by her accounts, about 16 surgeries her whole life.
She has not had an easy road.
Which is one of the other reasons she was having these suicidal thoughts. She was saying that she's always felt like she's been a burden to others. And
she's got that weird fame thing, too. Fame's not easy. It's not easy. And to be sick and famous, it's uncharted territory for a lot of people her age, just being sick. But being sick and famous, that's added intenseness, if you will.
Yeah, it sucks. Mm-hmm. Sending positive vibes her way.
Yeah, I wish her the best. Like I said, she's a nice girl. She was always nice to me.
Yes, she was. No more. Next time she sees you, no more.
Oh, she's going to spit on me next time.
Oh, no. Don't be that extreme. She's a nice girl.
I was kidding. See, I'm kidding again. She wouldn't do that because she's a nice person.
Yes, I'll spit on you on her behalf. You know what? I am pissed. I am going over my FabFitFun material, and I see that in a previous box, they had Kate Somerville product in it. Do you know Kate Somerville?
I don't know what that is.
Oh my God.
No. Tell me. Because I could get this from my girlfriend. This is probably good knowledge.
They are the best facialist place in all of Los Angeles.
Oh.
I need some of that product. Ugh. I'm looking at some of the other products they have. They also had Oribe product on there. Oribe is this hairdresser to the stars. Like, the great thing about FabFitFun, my podcast listeners, is they don't just put brand new stuff that people are basically giving away for free. It's a lot of established brands as well that see the value in partnering with FabFitFun and reaching people like you. FabFitFun is the most fab, fit, and fun, says, seasonal subscription box with all sorts of goodies in it, from beauty to fitness, fashion, lifestyle products, and more. It's like Christmas many times a year. I mentioned some of the products that they already have previously had, and so many more, and not just products, but also, like, if you're really into makeup, they even have appliers, utensils, tools, whatever you want to call them. It's so great for you. I love my FabFitFun. Go check out FabFitFun.com and use the code Perez so you can save $10 off your first box, making it only $39.99. That's FabFitFun.com and use code Perez. You deserve to treat yourself. All right. Gwyneth Paltrow. Did we talk about her last week?
No.
She just makes it so easy to not like her.
Right. Sarah Hyland makes it hard.
Yeah, no, I really like her.
We like her, but Gwyneth, so easy to hate.
I mean, I wouldn't say the word hate.
Dislike.
In a new interview, Gwyneth Paltrow said that she made yoga happen.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So yoga wasn't a thing before Gwyneth. I didn't know that. I'm glad that she taught us this. Do tell.
Yeah, yeah. She says that she went to this yoga class recently in Los Angeles. And, quote, the 22-year-old girl behind the counter was like, have you ever done yoga before? And literally, I turned to my friend and I was like, you have this job because I've done yoga before.
What a dick.
I remember when I started doing yoga and people were like, what is yoga? She's a witch. She's a freak. That was the beginning of people thinking I was a crackpot. Like, what do you mean food can affect your health, you fucking psycho?
Well, there's that.
She really thinks highly of herself.
She does. She really does.
It's obnoxious.
Yeah.
And besides, the gays know Madonna invented yoga.
Did she?
Okay. Yeah.
We'll go with that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Now you know. Also, in a separate thing Gwyneth related, she and her new husband, Brad Falchuk, are not living together. She says because they both have teenage children around the ages of 12 and 14. With teenage kids, you've got to tread lightly. It's pretty intense, the teenage thing.
Mm-hmm. I bet their marriage will last because they don't live together.
Well, actually, speaking of betting, it's the holiday season, the giving time of year. And our exclusive partners here at Podcast One, betonline.ag, are in the giving season with two incredible promotions that you absolutely do not want to miss out on. First, create a free account on betonline.ag and use the promo code podcast1 to receive a 50% sign-up bonus. Yes, a 50% sign-up bonus. Looking going to give a friend or family member a very fun gift this year, take advantage of their Refer a Friend program, where you can give 200% bonus to your friend, up to $200. Go online or use your mobile phone to sign up today and try in-game live betting, where you can participate with all the action with every play. Use the promo code podcast1 for their 50% sign up bonus. Go to betonline.ag. All right. Speaking of marriages, husband and wife Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott may or may not be married, but they take their relationship very seriously. And some might say they were, I would say they were overreacting over this prank last week. If you didn't pay attention, there was this prankster that staged paparazzi photos of a lookalike of Travis Scott and a girl on a balcony, seeing if they can get the photo to go viral. And Kylie was not happy about that. In fact, the entire Kardashian family joined in slamming the prank, saying that they were messing with a family and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, shut up.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. And I think they were just trying to pull a Bieber burrito moment.
Right. Anything for web hits. That's the world we're living in. They got to be prepared for that. They're targets.
Well, and I don't think it was cruel, because it wasn't something that they dragged out. Like within 2 days or a day and a half, they fessed up to the fact that it was
staging the whole thing.
Yeah. Anyways, speaking of the Kardashians, Kim Kardashian sent her youngest, Chicago, to Cleveland to be with Khloe Kardashian because everybody in her house had the flu.
Right.
That seems a bit extreme to me.
Well, if you got the money, why not? You could die from the flu. It's especially in children. It's scary. And you got that kind of money and you got family somewhere else. And, you know, you could put them on a plane, send them somewhere else.
Well, I get that. But if you got that kind of money, you could just keep the baby at a hotel or at some other place.
Well, why not? You'd rather have him with family.
Well, I don't know if sending the baby on a plane to Cleveland where it's cold.
The baby's not sick, and you can't get sick from being cold, okay? That's urban legend, an old wives' tale. It doesn't matter how cold it is, that's not going to make you sick.
I don't know if that's true or not.
That's true. It's 100% true. Only germs can make you sick, not being cold.
Are you sure about that?
I'm positive about that. Dr. Booker has spoken.
Every night when I go and visit my mom in the evening, I'm, you know, wearing just a t-shirt or a tank top, and she always scolds me.
Right. You're going to catch a cold. No, yes. You're not. You can't catch a cold.
I don't know. I think my mom's right on this one.
Okay.
There has been this onslaught of negative press against Meghan Markle recently.
Yeah, what's up with that? Every time I go online, I see like people slamming her. I'm like, the girl doesn't say anything. What has she done that's made her such a target?
Oh, I have this theory, and it's just a theory, not grounded on any insider information or fact, but maybe the British royal family themselves are leaking bad stories about her.
Ah, man, that seems... that's far-fetched. They stay out of that crap.
I don't know how far-fetched it is.
You think Queen Elizabeth's on the phone with TMZ, dropping stories off? I mean, come on. No.
Not her herself, but they all have people.
Nah. I think people are just making up stories because it's fun and it gets hits. I think that's all it is. They figured out that, look, we can sell lies, and that's what people do. People are going to read it. They're interested. They're fascinated by her.
Well, there has to be a reason why there's been so many lately.
I don't think there has to be. I think that's the world we're living in. I think it's just clickbait. We're in a clickbait world. Nothing has to be true. It's all a story. Whether it's true or not, it gives us something to gossip about. And people just want to gossip. Hell, that's why people listen to the show. They enjoy us two chickens gossiping about things.
Oh, all right. Well, speaking of gossiping, that's what people are going to do over Mel B, because, and I'm not making this up, she was hospitalized and she claims I think she may have misspoken.
Okay.
But her exact words were, she said that she severed her hand.
Okay.
And the weird thing is, well, she had that happen, the hand, and then she had some broken ribs as well and had to undergo 3-hour surgery. The Spice Girls all went to go visit her, but she didn't reveal what caused it, what led her to the hospital.
I already know what happened.
What happened?
She fell.
She didn't say that.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and guess. She was probably in a state, if you will, and she hurt herself while in that state. That's my guess.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Her not revealing what led her to the hospital is going to have people think, oh, she was drunk or high or whatever.
Well, maybe she was. She's come out with all of her problems. What are we supposed to assume, that she's been cured of those problems in the past press tour? No, she's got some problems. Clearly, she's got a lot of things going on and they don't take care of themselves. She probably needs to take better care of herself.
Well, speaking of celebrities and injuries and people having opinions, Pink's husband, Kerry Hart, who is a professional motocross racer, posted photo and video of him going for a ride with his 1-year-old son.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people criticized that.
Was he doing wheelies?
No, just going for a ride, a regular ride.
That guy's a professional. I'm going to say that kid was probably safer on that bike than it would be on a public bus. That guy knows how to ride a bike. I mean, exceedingly well. So I'm not too worried about that.
Well, all right. Yeah, I'm not that bothered by it either.
Yeah.
A loving reminder that if you're not using Sunbasket yet, get on it, because you can't just eat whatever you want for the holidays, which I will not. I'm going to be healthy-ish as well. Okay. You love your Sunbasket, right?
Oh, the other night, how about this? They had a vegan Sloppy Joe. I love Sloppy Joes, but I'm not much of a vegan eater. But I chose this meal because I wanted Sloppy Joes, and it's the only way I could possibly get my girlfriend to eat one. So I ordered it, and I'll be honest with you, I was reluctant. How good is a Sloppy Joe going to be without turkey meat in it or ground beef or whatever? Amazing. They had some sort of soy whatever in it. I couldn't tell the difference. It had this awesome slaw on it, and it took 15 minutes to prepare. I mean, all of their meals are so easy to put together.
Vegan, they've got gluten-free, they've got paleo, they've got Mediterranean. They've also got a Sunbasket app, which makes ordering so
super
quick
easy.
And
super easy,
easy. Yeah. And fun, and makes it even more fun is I'm going to give my podcast listeners $35 off your first order. Just go to sunbasket.com/Perez today to learn more. That's sunbasket.com/Perez for $35 off. All right, well, let's take a couple calls.
Hey guys, it's Kathy from Colorado. Just a comment about what Reese Witherspoon said. I completely agree. I think that we have created a major problem with not being honest with our kids and telling them that they can do whatever it is that they want to. And in many cases, that's not true. I mean, look at the mess that we have for a president. He really believed and was told that he could do whatever he wanted to do. And look at what a mess this has been. Anyway, love you guys. Bye.
I still agree with Reese Witherspoon and what she said. Totally.
Hey, Perez. Hey, Booker. This is Sam calling from Cincinnati, Ohio. I just wanted to let Perez know that on my Facebook, I came across a post that you tagged a Greg Insko and challenged him to some dance video. But I just want to say that was really cool because he is someone who has done a lot for our small community in Cincinnati and Colerain, Ohio. So he's done a lot for us. and I just think that.
Okay, what's she talking about?
I think she's talking about a cameo video I made, these personalized video greetings. And if you want to get one as well, you can go to cameo.com/Perez Hilton.
I hate when he slides in the plug and I don't know it's coming. It drives me in fucking insane. And you did it so well, too. I didn't even see it coming.
I raised my prices recently.
Oh, good. I'm raising the volume on the next call.
Now,
Hey, Booker, this is Paige. I was just listening to last week's episode, and we were talking about Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott possibly being married. I was watching the Ellen show, and I noticed that Ellen called Kris Jenner, Travis's mother-in-law, and Travis didn't say anything about it. He just answered the question. Prez, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, is there anything to that? Could they possibly be married? I know you brought it up last week.
No, this week. I said it earlier today.
It's not true for sure?
No, I didn't say it wasn't true. I said that they might be husband and wife.
Okay, so there's really nothing else.
Well, no, I think they are. I think they are.
Oh, you're still buying it, huh?
Yeah. Okay. You're the one who wasn't buying it. You thought it was an expression.
No, I didn't say I didn't buy it. I said, who knows? I mean, they could be. And I also made the point that she hid the baby for damn near 9 months. So it can be done. They're probably married.
That's what I said.
All right, guys, we'll do this again next week. 800-721-1185. Have a good week. We'll talk soon.
Have a good one.